Next, we'll visit the Internet cloud. That's a term people often use to describe the place or places where we store stuff online. Increasingly, our databases, email accounts, other information are not stored in local computers, but in giant, low-rise warehouses packed with computer servers. They're all over the country, all around the world, and they are huge consumers of energy. Google has around 20 of these data centers and recently allowed technology writer Stephen Levy into one of them in North Carolina to show off how energy efficient Google is trying to be. It gave Levy a glimpse into the online world as people rarely get to see it, and he writes about his experience in the new issue of Wired magazine.
What strikes you immediately is the scale of things. The room is so huge, you can almost see the curvature of Earth from the end. And it's wall to wall are racks and racks and racks of servers with blinking blue lights. And each one is many, many more times more powerful and with more capacity than my laptop. And you're in the throbbing heart of the Internet, and you really feel it.
So you're in this data center. It's using energy quite efficiently compared to the average data center, even a pretty good one. What are some of the techniques that are used, and what do they look like?
Well, one technique that Google really pioneered was, keeping things hotter than has been traditionally expected in a data center. In old data centers, you would put on a sweater before you went in there. Google felt that you could run the general facility somewhat warmer than even normal room temperature. When I walked into Lenore, I think it was 77 degrees.
And that doesn't run down the computing equipment.
Computer equipment is actually tougher than people expect. And they isolate the really hot air that comes out from the back of the servers into what's known as a hot aisle. And that's sealed off, and it's maybe 120 degrees. And that's where they take that very hot air and do the water cooling. Google takes a look at the geography and the resources every time they build a data center. So in North Carolina, they did something that was relatively traditional. They have these coolers where the water circulating goes outside and cools down before it re-enters the data center to cool down the servers. But in Finland, which I did visit, they use seawater to cool the data center.
Now, this is a huge issue because computers generate so much heat that keeping it cool would be a tremendous use of energy, a tremendous waste of energy in the view of some.
There's no way around it. These things burn a lot of energy, and a lot of the energy in a data center is done to cool it down so the computers don't melt. Data centers in general consume 1.5% roughly of all the world's electricity.
So as you're talking, I'm thinking about cloud computing, the Internet cloud, and many of us are getting used to this idea that if we have an email account, it might not be saved in the machine where we're at. It's going off somewhere. But once you actually got in to look at one of these places and hear it, feel it, did it change your perceptions of what's going on in the world when you went back to your computer screen at home?
It actually did. You know, many, many years ago, I went on a journalistic quest for Einstein's brain, which was lost then. And I felt if I saw it, it might be an anticlimax. But when I actually did see it, it really opened up my eyes. It was a revelation. This is where, the power of the atom came from and relativity and all those other things. And I had the same kind of experience inside that Google data center. Here was the ephemeral made real. The cloud really was something, and it was something quite remarkable and breathtaking.
Stephen Levy, thanks very much.
Thank you.
He's a senior writer for Wired magazine.